Hi, it's Johnny, and here's what I've been musing about. Advertising has been outlawed. Now what? This is just a thought experiment. Sorry if the headline was a bit clickbaity. But let's pretend it's January 1st, 2027, and somebody has decided it's against the law to advertise. Everything. No TikToks, no skywriting, no Instagram posts, no radio, television, AI. If you so much as put a flyer on somebody's windshield, you're going to prison. Now what? In a previous podcast called The Fundamentals That Remain, I shared that advertising makes up about 8% of marketing. This confounds many businesses and marketers because 100% of their time is spent on commercials, and they just call it marketing. So let's enact our imaginary law, outlawing advertising, and think about what you're left with. Turns out, quite a bit. You can use your price, up or down. Price sends a message. Up or down, price changes your profits. Warren Buffett said, if you have to have a prayer session before raising the price by a tenth of a cent, then you've got a bad business. Pricing power, Buffett said, is the single most important decision in evaluating a business. Distribution is another tool you would still have, which is just a fancy way of saying, how can we shrink the gap between the customer wants it and the customer has it? That's what Amazon built their entire business on. But it predates Mr. Bezos. Henry Ford knew it. Post-war Japan enhanced it. And just-in-time or lean manufacturing raged through the 80s and 90s. And then there's the product itself or the service you provide. Is the thing so good, so incredibly good, people can't stop talking about it? When the maitre d' asks, how was your meal? And you reply, it was great, thanks. It means the restaurant underperformed. They're not hoping for, it was great, or fine, thank you. They're hoping for an orgasmic level reaction that you can't stop telling the world about.
Oh, God. Oh.
I'll have what she's having.
Companies like Harley-Davidson, Lululemon, Costco, and Trader Joe's all got to their consumers with little or sometimes no advertising at all. Tesla, Disney theme parks, In-N-Out Burger, even Warren Buffett's own Berkshire Hathaway. How did you hear about them? Because it wasn't an ad. None of this should imply that you're slacking off because you advertise, and I don't subscribe to the Josh Kaufman idea that advertising is the tax you pay for being unremarkable. That's silly. If you don't invite people to your party, don't be surprised when nobody shows up. You have a great company. You might even have a better than great company. The thought experiment is this. If you had to turn up the lever on something that isn't advertising, what would it be? What's in your control right now? What sort of unleveraged asset exists in your company today? What sort of hard calcified rules does your industry have that you can break? Because if a man has good corn or wood or boards or pigs to sell, or can make better chairs or knives, crucibles, or church organs than anybody else, you will find a broad, hard-beaten road to his house, though it be in the woods. Ralph Waldo Emerson, 1855. That's the original if you build a better mousetrap quote. But tell me what you're thinking. If you had to do something that wasn't advertising to try to get more people to talk about you and be excited about you, what would it be? Send me an email, johnny@molsonpartners.com. I'll be back in a couple of weeks. In the meantime, keep musing about marketing, because that's what I'm doing.